Wacomico County Executive Bob Culver has died of liver cancer at the age of 67, but the impact of his tenure is expected to be felt for some time to come. Mike Dunn is the president and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee. Dunn was also responsible for corporate support at WSCL-WSDL, as well as acting manager in earlier years. He's been a longtime observer of the area's politics.
And my reaction was, you know, like everybody else's, sadness. You know, that diagnosis of liver cancer that he shared very publicly in February, you know, that's a serious diagnosis. He fought cancer the way he fought every day of being county executive. You know, he went at it with gusto, and, you know, it was a sad day for Wicomico County.
So what do you think he's going to be remembered for?
There are two things that stand out for me. One of them came at the beginning of his time as county executive, and one came at the end. You know, the Civic Center ban on being able to sell beer had been one of those things that people had avoided taking on for the better part of 40 years. And Bob Culver took it on. We can now sell beer at our entertainment venue, and that puts us in a better position. And the thing he did, probably the last public thing that he did, was taking down the Winder sign. And, you know, he did that about a month before he died. He came out there. He literally wanted to put his hands on that sign and try to remove it and be a part of the crew that did that. And that was an act of courage. So you do those tail end things, and those are pretty significant legacy points for Bob Culver, in my view.
So is there, by the way, any particular encounter you had with him that you think symbolizes his personality?
Yeah, when he was trying to get the Warwick Tuition Initiative passed, and it was a tough battle with the county council, and they ultimately added a little bit of a caveat to it that did not make him happy. And as soon as that occurred, myself and a few others, he asked us to come into the county executive's office and talk about it, and he was, you know, he took things really personally, and he was angry, and he was ready to just throw the whole thing away. And then he calmed down, and he goes, no, you know, we got to keep at this because the bill is the right thing to do. And so I got to see Bob's style up close and personal on lots of occasions.
Do you think he ultimately changed the way the county executive position?
You know, I know he tried. I think we're 12 or 13 years into this experiment, and we still haven't quite figured it out yet. You know, the battles that he had with the county council, I think Bob was certainly attempting to make the county executive position be a strong position. I think that's what the charter called for. So I think that Bob understood what the county executive position can be and should be. But, you know, as you know, he ran up against a county council who thought otherwise. The thing that I admire about Bob is he was tenacious. And again, he was fully aware that some of the ways that he went about doing his job got him, if you will, enemies or got people angry or what have you. He would do anything he could that he thought was in the best for Wicomico County.
Mike Dunn, President and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee, the passing of Wicomico County Executive Bob Culver, who died of liver cancer at the age of 67. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.